KSRN News. I'm John Scott. As deliberations continue in the Trump criminal trial, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton takes a look at who is on the jury.
The main jury includes 7 men and 5 women. There are also 6 alternate jurors who have listened to the testimony but won't join in the deliberations unless one of the main jurors needs to drop out or is removed. Members of the panel come from various professional backgrounds, including a software engineer, a teacher, a speech therapist, multiple lawyers, and an investment banker. Jurors' names are not being publicly released. Greg Clugston, New York.
Mr. Trump spoke outside court this morning.
This case should have been filed. It should not have been filed. Or at a minimum, it should have been filed 7 years ago. It's 7 years old. Everybody turned it down, including federal elections turned it down. Southern District turned it down. Bragg turned it down. Then he rejuvenated it when I was running for office.
Meanwhile, deliberations are continuing. Also at SRNNews.com, voters in the blue state of Virginia are leaning more and more towards supporting Donald Trump in the 2024 election. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
The latest good news for Trump comes courtesy of a Roanoke College survey of likely voters. Now evenly split at 42% who say they'll vote for Trump, 42% for Biden in a head-to-head matchup. Add in third-party candidates and Biden would gain a slight advantage, 40 to 38%. In the same poll, less than two-thirds, just 63%, said Biden won the 2020 election fair and square. More than a third said Biden won because of irregularities in the election. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been deep in the red, the Dow losing 330 points, the NASDAQ off 102. This is SRN News. Hulu is bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. in June.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once per month, according to new Census Bureau data. Seattle residents are only slightly more religious. 16% of people in that city claim to attend church monthly. Southern cities such as Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas are among the most religious American cities, but Riverside, California actually tops the list. This is SRN News. Controversial legislation has been signed into law in Louisiana.
Governor Jeff Landry has signed legislation making it a crime to knowingly approach within 25 feet of a police officer while they're engaged in law enforcement duties after the officer has ordered the person to stay back. Proponents of the new law argue it creates a buffer zone to help ensure the safety of officers. But opponents say the measure could hinder the public's ability to film officers, as was the case in the George Floyd death. Keith Peters reporting.
Discount retailer Dollar Tree planning to reopen some 99-cent only stores that have closed, rebranding them and filling them with their own products. Dollar Tree says that the 170 stores located in Arizona, Texas, California, and Nevada. Best Buy reporting another quarterly drop in sales as the nation's largest consumer electronic chain wrestles with cautious spending by Americans. Sales were worse than Wall Street had expected. More details at SRNNews.com.